This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. At a rally in Monterey yesterday, protesters objected to the Trump administration deploying military troops in Los Angeles. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
Indivisible Monterey, a group committed to defending democracy, organized the peaceful demonstration. Vietnam veteran Bruce Wagner attended with his wife, holding an American flag. He served 2 years in the Army. Now 81, he's dismayed by Trump's decision.
It's completely wrong to do what he did. The people should understand what's going on in this country is an absolute disgrace.
Organizer Lisa Fimby Ducart echoed the idea that protesting is important to showing the rest of the world what people in the U.S. will and won't accept.
What they're doing is an entree into fascism, and we can't stand for that. So we have to do something now before it escalates.
The rapid response event attracted around 250 people, earning a steady stream of honks and sporadic thumbs ups from cars driving by. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
Also, the Monterey Bay Fisheries Trust is launching its third annual Seafood Giving Week to get fresh seafood from local suppliers to nearby food banks. Proposed cuts to federal food programs, coupled with consecutive statewide commercial fishing closures, are why Fisheries Trust CEO Melissa Mahoney says there's more urgency this year.
Right now, it's a super important time for the community to look at all the ways that we can feed each other and to help the seafood economy, to help our local fishermen get through a really challenging time for them.
A mega bill currently in Congress would slash nearly $300 billion in federal food assistance programs over the next decade.